63 degrees in Nashville. Cloudy skies overhead right now. We do expect more clouds as the day goes on, gradually becoming sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The Trump administration still wants to prosecute Kilmer Abrego Garcia on the human smuggling charges that were dismissed by a federal judge in Nashville last month. Last year, the federal government was forced to bring Abrego Garcia back from El Salvador, where the Trump administration had wrongly deported him. While he was there, he says he was tortured in a notorious mega prison. When the Supreme Court ordered his return to the United States, the Justice Department charged him with human smuggling based on a traffic stop in Tennessee where he had been let go without even a ticket. U.S. District Judge Waverly Crenshaw dismissed those charges last month, calling them vindictive and selective. The Tennessee Lookout reports the government filed a notice of appeal this week, which sends the case up to the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Separately, Abrego Garcia's lawyers have been fighting the government's efforts to have him deported to various African countries. He has agreed to be deported to Costa Rica. In an apparent reversal, the newly appointed Secretary of Homeland Security has told Congress he's open to that option. But the case continues in a Maryland court. Nashville's struggling safety net hospital could get a new CEO this week. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney tells us it won't be an easy job.
Nashville General Hospital has basically always struggled financially. And some of that is its mission, serving people who can't afford to pay for care. But it has a lot of other problems. A big one, it's housed in a severely dated building. Studies show fixing it up would cost about $400 million, and a new one would cost even more. Plus, it's a lease from Meharry Medical College. It sits on the school's campus. But the lease is up at the end of next year. It's unclear what the plan is. The person calling that shot and overseeing its implementation will be decided this week. The board is down to two finalists. One is the current interim CEO. The board could formalize her position, or they could pick an outsider who has been leading the Yale New Haven Hospital. It's unclear how much the winner will be paid. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
The TBI's Human Trafficking Task Force has arrested five men in Sumner County in a multi-agency collaboration. Earlier this month, they were charged with promoting prostitution and booked into jail. Among them is Gallatin Police Officer Kasim Barnes. The Tennessean reports he has since been terminated. A TBI release states nine possible victims of trafficking were recovered and offered support services through a local nonprofit, Thistle Farms. In addition to the TBI, the operation involved Tennessee's Human Trafficking Task Force, the Sumner County Sheriff's Department, Hendersonville Police, the local district attorney's office, the Department of Homeland Security, and the IRS. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.